Polish American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now here's your host, Michael Blihash.
Jane Dobrin, welcome to our Saturday get together here on 860, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio. However, people from all over the USA can tune in simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or from the front pages of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Well, as we get together on this Saturday, March the 9th, I ask that you contact family and friends and invite them to tune in, and then sit back, relax, and enjoy as we start off today with this one. It is by the Maestro's Men, and it's called Enjoy the Little Things.
A happy smile, a sunny day, a kiss that takes your breath away, a loving friend that trusts and comforts you, a friendly greeting from a dog, a small bird singing on a log. Little things make more than any riches do. To watch the sunrise at the park, some candlelight for two at dark, a healthy hike in summer, spring, or fall. These may be little things, my friend, but can you see that in the end? It's the little things that matter most of all. Enjoy the little things, sweet life, the little things that you don't have to ask for, they're just there. Whatever your life brings, enjoy the little things. They'll help you smile a while and chase away your cares. And fight, they ought to know that it's not right. And some don't have a dime worth just to say. So if you find you're being caught up in this kind of life or thought, leave it all behind, cause there's a better way. And as this crazy life goes by, sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry. Some days went by while others seem so long. Remember, life is very short, and know the answer's in your court. Here's the one thing that you learn as life goes on. Enjoy the little things, sweet life of little things, that you don't have to ask for, they're just there. Whatever your life brings, enjoy the little things. They'll help you smile a while and chase away your cares.
Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio, attorney at law, is available to handle your legal matters. She's part of the well-known firm Bennett, Bricklin, and Salzburg, and works in all areas of the law, including immigration, personal injury, compensation, and real estate. Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio is fluent in both English and Polish, and welcomes clients to contact her from throughout the Philadelphia area and New Jersey. If you need legal assistance, call Yolanda Konopatska de Scipio at area code 215-423-4824. That's area code 215-423-4824.
And whenever you contact any of our supporters and our advertisers, let them know that you hear about them during our broadcasts. Well, on this Saturday, March the 9th, I thank all of you for tuning in and also for welcoming your family and friends to tune in to our Saturday variety broadcast. People say they listen on the radio, on the internet at SaturdayVarietyProgram.com, and also 24 hours a day they can tune in from the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Now, next Saturday during our broadcast, we'll be saluting our Irish American and Irish Polish community and wish them a great St. Patrick's Day on March the 17th. And we'll also be celebrating St. Joseph's Day and be saluting our Joes and Josies as we mark their special feast day. And that'll be on March the 19th. And on this second Saturday evening of March, remember to move your clocks ahead 1 hour, which will give us more daylight and another sign that spring is on the way. And may I also encourage you to check out Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. You can visit their internet site by going to polskapolishpottery.com. That's polskapolishpottery.com. Now, they have two locations. One is in the King of Prussia Mall. That's at 690 West DeKalb Pike. And if you would like additional information, visit their internet site by going to polskapolishpottery.com. You can also call that location during regular business hours at area code 610-256-2306. They have a second location, and that is Polish Pottery Pride, and that's at 29 Wyoming Valley Mall in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. You can visit their internet site at PolishPotteryPride.com. And remember, they will send all of the items that you order directly to your home if you live at a distance. For more information, you can call that location at area code 570-592-6382. And this week, we are marking another special anniversary in Polish history, and that is the 25th anniversary of Poland entering NATO, and that event took place on March the 12th, 1999. Now, in the March edition of the Polish American News on page 23, you will see an entire outline of what this NATO expansion, including Poland, was all about. Check it out. The paper is on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. I also want to remind you about Port Richmond Savings, located at 2522 East Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia. And they are one of the last standalone community banks in Port Richmond. For more information, you can give them a call during regular business hours at area code 215-634-7000. That's 215-634-7000. And you can also visit them on the internet by going to prsbank.com. That's prsbank.com. Well, time now to enjoy this selection. It's My Sweetheart Polka, and it's by Dave Gawroński and the Musical Magic. And we're going to be sending out happy birthday and Stolat wishes to Margaret Ostrowski from her husband, Andy, to Jennifer McKaysey from her husband, Jonathan, for Irene Mankowski from her husband, Ed, and for Elizabeth Markiewicz from her husband, Steve. For all of them and all the ladies in our audience that are celebrating a birthday this week, let's enjoy this one. It's called My Sweetheart Polka.
Under the moonlight, sich wjet siwonocy brightly. Tyś była przy mnie blisko tightly. Ja całowałem usta twoje i powiedziałem kocham cię. Kochanka moja, kochanka moja, kochanka moja, my sweetheart. Kochanka moja, kochanka moja, kochanka moja, my
The Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, cabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, Sunday, March the 10th, the St. Patrick's Day Parade will be taking place in Center City, Philadelphia, along Market Street, from Broad down to 5th and Market Street. It begins at 11 a.m. from JFK Boulevard and will then get to Market and Broad Street at 11:30 a.m., and it'll march down Market Street to 5th Street. Now, the reviewing stands are on Market Street between 5th and 6th Streets, and St. Patrick's Day Parade will be broadcast on television station CW57 in Philadelphia beginning at 12 noon, and it will be streamed live for viewers on cbsnews.com/Philly. That's cbsnews.com/Philly. That's tomorrow, the 10th, beginning at 12 noon. And our friends from the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union thank all of you that have become part of the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. And for more information about all the services that they offer, check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. That's psfcu.com. They have general locations, but with so many people doing business online, the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union asks you to become involved with their services. Check them out at psfcu.com. Well, the March edition of the Polish American News is now available on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. Many thousands of people received it in email already. And in the March edition of the Polish American News, you will see reports and photos from community events, historic reflections, information from Polish American Social Services, as well as the Polish American Cultural Center Museum, and a lot of other good things. Do check it out on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. It's right at the top. Also, when you go to page 4, you will see a look back at a major rally to support Ukraine in historic Philadelphia. That's on page 4 and 5. And then you can go to page 9 and you'll see a full outline of what it takes to have a delicious Polish-style Easter. And of course, there's also the Polish Easter basket and its contents And there's also information about pisanki, the coloring and displaying of Easter eggs. And if you would like to have those wooden eggs that are beautifully imported from Poland and beautifully made, I encourage you to contact the Polish American Cultural Center Museum. Give them a call Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And of course, they do have the pisanki available when you stop by during those regular hours. There's also information about celebrating a Polish Easter. Whatever you want to do, as well as the day after Easter, Dingo's Day, do check it out. You'll be very, very pleased with what you see. And then on page 22, there is a special outline of basic Polish expressions. It's like, yes, tak. And it gives you also how to say it phonetically. And people are always asking, proszę, proszę. It shows you everything. Dziękuję. You'll really love it. It's on page 22 of the March edition of the Polish American News, available on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. It's right at the top. And when I come back, I'll be sharing some thoughts with you on supporting American workers. But right now, I'm going to send out this one. It's called the Congratulations Polka, and it's by Eddie Foreman and his orchestra. As we celebrate a number of wedding anniversaries, and this one is going out for Marie and Al Gontar, for Mary and Frank Oshetsky, for Michael and Ellen Wysoczyński, for Mary and Henry Klinczewicz, for Jane and Frank Krawczyk, and for Dorothy and Joseph Williams, and Margaret and Ed Monahan. For all of them and all of you that are celebrating a wedding anniversary this week, best wishes to all of you in Stolat. This one is especially for all of you, and it is by the Eddie Foreman Orchestra.
I used to think that happiness hadn't been invented, but that was in the bad old days before I met you, when I let you walk into my heart. Congratulations and celebrations, when I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations, I want the world to know I'm happy as can. Thought you were above me, that I was only fooling myself to think you loved me. But then tonight you said you couldn't live without me, that round about me you wanted to stay. Congratulations and celebrations, when I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations, I want the world to know
ladies and gentlemen, at this time of year, education budgets in schools and local communities across America are being finalized for the upcoming school year. We encourage everyone to contact your local school district office and urge them to promote curriculums that will prepare America's youth for the jobs now available and for job opportunities in the future. We all know that reading, writing, and math skills are very important, but we also need to focus on the jobs needed to replace people that are retiring from the workforce, as well as the new type of job opportunities being created every day. In America's high schools, it should be mandated that every student be offered classes that would place them on the path to a long-term career. Students should be encouraged to consider professions like medicine, education, law, and business. However, they should also be offered hands-on classes for the trades such as construction, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, welding, manufacturing, and many others. All of these careers are very important to American businesses and to the future of America's economy. As school boards meet to finalize their budgets, school superintendents need to hear directly from you, as well as the parents and taxpayers who want a more realistic look at how students are being prepared for the ever-growing workforce in the United States. When you call, let them know that you want your tax dollars to be used for an education that will offer your children and grandchildren career opportunities that will benefit them for a lifetime. Let them know that you feel graduates should be ready to apply for one or several job opportunities upon graduation from high school. So kindly spread the word to your family and friends and call your local school superintendent's office as soon as possible. And you can email me your comments and suggestions to michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@americanworkersradio.com. And every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And I take this opportunity to say thank you to the many newspapers that publish my commentary in their newspapers each and every time. And also, I'd like to say thank you to the many radio broadcasters who continue to play the commentary or do it on their own, but they're really helping us all over the USA to promote something very positive. It's very true. This is the time of year when all of the various school boards are making their budgets for their local community, and those budgets will start in September. And of course, we're pushing to get the curriculum back to normal. In many places, we have very few people able to go into the workforce and take the places of the people that are retiring. We spoke about that during this past Wednesday's broadcast, and we're going to do more of these kinds of things because the reaction of people has been very, very good. And in fact, in America's high schools, it should go back to being mandated that every student be offered classes that would place them on a path to a long-term career. Students should also be educated in the professions like medicine, education, law, and business, know what that's all about, and also have some hands-on classes with the trades, construction, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, welding, manufacturing, so they know how things are going on in the world. And by the way, the tax dollars are paid by us, not by the school district. So we have to speak up wherever we can, and I'm urging you to contact your local school boards and your local teachers and let them all know that you're looking for better things happening in the schools around you that you pay for. The schools are not paid for by some, you know, magician. It is paid for by you and I, the taxpayers. So we have a major say in what is supposed to be going on in the school day, and that will help our students to have a better future. Also, I would like to say thank you to Larkin Conley, Mark Andel, Bruce Bassett-Powell, our engineer Henry Chaplinsky, who joined me on Wednesdays to try to make our program very good and informative. And also on that site, I want you to know there is a register to vote link. If you haven't been registered, or you're looking to re-register, or whatever you do to be registered in your area, it's there available on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. It is connected to all of the cities and states across the USA. Put in your zip code and see how easy it is to do that. Also, you can hear our broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging onto AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. And also do tune in again this Wednesday, March the 13th, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And there's always rebroadcasts up there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Do spread the word to family and friends, because it's really up to us, the taxpayers who are charged the taxes, and what we get for them better be something that we find very good for our youth and for the people of the USA who are paying them. And now for all of you, our supporters, I'd like to play this selection. It is Only in America, and it's by Dennis Paluski and the Maestro's Men. And ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into our Saturday Variety program, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware on the radio itself 7 days a week. That's at 860 a.m. However, you can tune in anytime simply by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com or PolishAmericanRadioProgram.com or from the links on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. I'm Michael Blihosh, your Saturday and Wednesday host, and I welcome you to spread the word about the program to all of your family and friends. The schedule is the same Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And on Monday and Tuesday, enjoy hostess Barbara Ilnitska. On Wednesday, I'm here for another edition of American Workers Radio. And then on Thursday, the Pauline Fathers and Brothers from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa begin their program right after Barbara at 11 a.m. At 11:45, you'll hear their broadcast. And then on Friday, tune in at 11 for another edition with hostess Barbara Ilnitska. And on Saturdays, I'm always requesting you to be part of our audience from 11 a.m. until 12 noon. And if you can't do it then, you can do it anytime by going to Alexa, Saturday Variety Program. That's Alexa, a Saturday Variety Program. You can do that 7 days a week, anytime. It should come right up. Or you can listen from the front pages of PolishAmericanCenter.com. And then on Sunday, tune in from 12:30 until 1:30 in the afternoon with hostess Barbara Ilnitska, followed by Polonia Today with hostess Barbara Ilnitska. And if you have a special event coming up in the family and you'd like to have it mentioned here during our broadcast, make sure you send it in to Polish American Radio Program Office, 308 Walnut Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19106. Mark the envelope to the attention of greeting. Now, I'd like to note that the Pauline Fathers and Brothers of the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, are pleased to announce that on March the 4th, Father Krzysztof Wieliczko was elected as the Provincial Superior of the Pauline Fathers in the United States for a 3-year term. We extend congratulations to Father Krzysztof Wieliczko, who we know quite well, and wish him stolat. For more information, you can visit PolishShrine.com. That's PolishShrine.com. And the Polish American Cultural Center Museum there at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia is open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. and admission is free. Remember, they also have pisanki if you want to have them on display during the Easter holidays and for your Świętsunka table. And for more information, I encourage you to visit them on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, and you'll also be able to see the Polish American News. And our friends and supporters from WSFS Bank want to remind you that they stand for service. And for more information about their banking locations, visit them on the internet at WSFSBank.com. That's WSFSBank.com. And also Mr. James Robaczewski, who is the national president of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, an organization marking its 150th anniversary. And they are part of the life insurance plans that have been offered for many years, or 150 years, to Polonia all over the USA. And also they have annuities, paternal benefits, educational scholarships, and so much more. I encourage you to visit their internet site by going to prcua.org. That's prcua.org, because this is a very special organization, and I'd like to have you be part of them. And you can also call their main telephone number during regular business hours at 1-800-772-8632. They are also in the March edition of the Polish American News, and they do have a link on the back page of the Polish American News that goes right to their internet site. Well, up next, I have this one. It's called Polka Radio, and it's by Bobby Vinton. And we're going to send it out for the birthday of Michael Layevsky from his wife, Jean, for Edmund Rabatsky from his wife, Amelia, for Tom Bielens from his wife, Anna, for Joseph Malin from his wife, Jean, and for Edward Lynch from his wife, Martha. And we'll also send this one out for all the gentlemen in our audience celebrating a birthday this week. It's called Polka Radio.
Polka Radio. DJ's playing all my favorite songs. Some golden oldies from the past, the Dynatones and the New Brass, Little Wallace, good old sing-along. A new release just out today by Jimmy Sturman, he can play, and Eddie B, I love the way he sings. And by request, a special choice, a classic by the Golden Voice, and then one by America. All-girl band, Happy Louie's happy trumpet sound. Dick Pillar's got a lively beat, and Ray J moves my dancing feet. Next we have the boys from my hometown. Chicago's push, we all agree, they play the finest harmonies, and TBC, they always sound so right.
Polka Deli is located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they feature Polish-style meats and deli products and a selection of imported products from Poland and Polish-American products. Stop by Polka Deli, 2719 East Allegheny Avenue, and see the great selection of products they offer. For more information, call Polka Deli at area code 215-634-3750. That's 215-634-3750. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you living in the Camden, Gloucester, and Burlington counties of New Jersey, I want to remind you about Anijik. They offer plumbing, heating, cooling, and fuel oil services, and they are there to assist you. They have free estimates, repairs, replacements, emergency services, and so much more. For information about all that they continue to do, check them out on the internet by going to Anijik, A-N-Y-Z-E-K.com, or you can give them a call during regular business hours at 856-456-3000. 856-456-5953. That's 856-456-5953. And today I also have special greetings to all of you from Helen Cizio and members of the Polish American Heritage Association, PAHA, from the Maniunk and Roxborough area of Philadelphia, as well as from the Gruszewski and Schaller family, and from Kazimierz Kowalski and Joseph Walunas, as well as from Pat Kwoka and members of the Polish American Heritage Association, PAHA, from Camden County, New Jersey. You can visit their internet site by going to pahacamdencounty.com. And I want to note once again that Polish Americans and all Americans stand united with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters and everyone who stands for freedom, peace, independence, and prosperity. When you look at what has been happening there in Ukraine, it's simply unbelievable, and I don't know how this will all end up. But I will tell you this, that on page 6 of the Polish American News, there is a link that says you can support Ukrainian refugees that are fleeing to Poland and surrounding countries. It seems that it's an endless fight against the Ukrainian people from Putin, and Putin sending his troops there to do that. If you would be able to help any of the Ukrainian refugees, there are a number of foundations that are there on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com, and you can also check out page 6 of the March edition of the Polish American News. And I want to remind all of you about Polish American Social Services. As you know, this agency has been serving the Polish American community, and that has been since 1908, and they offer many, many services that they are happy to give you anytime you call. You can check out their internet site by going to PolishAmericanSocialServices.com or UnitedSocialServices.com. Now, when you go there, you'll see information about the Pennsylvania LIHEAP fuel rebate program, which will be ending in April. So I encourage you to listen to this next message and, of course, inform family and friends about what is taking place with the fuel rebate program, with the cost of fuel going up so much these days. This is a great rebate for you. Do check it out. And, of course, listen to this following message.
The staff of Polish American Social Services wants to remind you that applications for LIHEAP, the Pennsylvania Home Heating Fuel Assistance Rebate Program, are now available. Everyone interested should call the Office of Polish American Social Services this week so an application can be sent to you. The Fuel Assistance Program is available to people of all ages, homeowners or renters who meet the income guidelines. And in order to receive an application, you do not have to be behind in your payments to your energy provider. This fuel assistance grant is strictly based on your income. If you live in the Philadelphia area and would like an application or additional information about the fuel rebate program, call Polish American Social Services Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. at area code 215-923-1900. A staff worker will explain the eligibility requirements and complete an application for you. All inquiries are strictly confidential. The office is open Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Call PASS at area code 215-923-1900. That's area code 215-923-1900.
And also, I'd like to remind you, if you had any type of roofing needs due to all the storms that we experienced in recent months, I encourage you to contact Union Roofing if you live in southeastern Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Check them out on the internet by going to unionroofing.net. That's unionroofing.net. And you can also give them a call during regular business hours at 215-464-6425. Well, this is a selection that is often requested during our broadcast. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
God would bless America again, just like he did way back there when it all began. He blessed her then, and we sort of took it for granted and really didn't ask again. So let's just kind of hold her hand now, that's all. And just in case she stumbles, let's don't let her fall.
Again, you must know the trouble that she's in. Wash her pretty face, dry her eyes again. God bless America again.
Have a lot of book learning. There's many things that you just don't understand. But I know this much. She's just like a mother to me. And I love her with all my heart. And let me tell you this, ma'am. Everything that I am, or I ever hope to be, I owe it all to her. Let's everyone join hands together now and sing God Bless America again.
God bless America again.
Leck Waste Services celebrates 50 years of service to the Delaware Valley. They have everything you need for your trash and recycling needs, from dumpsters and compactors, portable toilets to mobile shredding and e-waste. Leck Services does it all. For more information, call 215-675-8000 or visit leckwasteservices.com.
And I would like to remind you that tomorrow, Sunday the 10th of March, the St. Patrick's Day Parade will be in Center City, Philadelphia. It'll begin at 11 a.m. It'll be down at the 5th and Market Street area where the television coverage on CW57, Philly CW57, will be taking place from 12 noon. And you can also see it at cbsnews.com. Philadelphia. That's cbsnews.com, Philadelphia, or watch it tomorrow the 10th, beginning at 12 noon on CW57. And also, I want to remind you about the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union. They are a very outstanding organization, and I encourage you to check them out on the internet by going to psfcu.com. And also, greetings today from our friends and supporters at the William Penn Bank, located at 2701 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and they have several other banking offices. Check them out on the internet by going to williampenn.bank. That's williampenn.bank. And you can also give them a call during regular business hours at 215-427-3500. And now I have this special message.
For over 80 years, the Chev family has brought the old world flavors of Poland directly to your kitchen at home. From Port Richmond and beyond, Chev's masterful blend of spices makes your taste buds soar as you experience their homemade kielbasa, pierogies, kabanosa, and much more. Stop in today at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia to experience Poland's best, or visit them on the web at kielbasiboys.com.
And I also want to remind you about Polska Polish Pottery and Gifts. They have all handcrafted items from Poland, and they have two locations. One is in the King of Prussia Mall. For more information, visit that site at polskapolishpottery.com. And they have a second location, Polish Pottery Pride, and that's in the Wilkes-Barre area at the Wyoming Valley Mall. For more information, you can visit that site at polishpotterypride.com. Remember, they will ship your selections directly to your door. And now I'd like to pause and enjoy this particular selection. It is Polka Cowboy, and it's by Steve Kaminski and the Dream Team.
Remember, you may not recall how some special people brightened up this hall. They came as family, they came as friends. We sure had good times. Remember when there was Pete and Lou at the table, and Tina brought her smile. And I know if they were able, they'd be dancing in the aisle. So ride on, polka cowboys, into the sunset with your darling Clementine. We'll carry on, polka cowboys, with your spirit and your love you left behind. That we had musicians who would play it loud. They would play all night and fill this hall with sound. They'd play our favorites, we'd scream for more. We'd all be dancing out on that floor. There was Matt and Tom and Freddie, who played with all their heart. And I know when they already, the band out there will start. So ride on, polka cowboys, into the sunset with your darling Clementine. We'll carry on, polka cowboys, with your spirit and your love you left behind.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming close to the end of today's broadcast, and I want to remind you about the March edition of the Polish American News right there on the top of the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. It has an unbelievable amount of news, and of course, you'll be very pleased to spread it around to family and friends. Do check it out at PolishAmericanCenter.com, and do check out all the advertisers that are listed on the back page of the March edition of the Polish American News. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to tune in again this Wednesday at 11 a.m. for another edition of American Workers Radio, and you can listen live from anywhere between 11 a.m. and 12 noon from AmericanWorkersRadio.com, or listen anytime from the same site, AmericanWorkersRadio.com, anytime by going to the Listen Anytime link. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are absolutely the very best, and you know you are wonderful. So in closing off today's broadcast, we're going to play this one. It is We Think You're Wonderful Waltz, and it is by the Maestro's Men.
We think you're wonderful for being here tonight. We think you're wonderful for making the evening so right. Us want to say the same thing to somebody new. And by the way, I've been meaning to say, we think you're wonderful too. We travel this country and play town to town. We find polka people are best all around. We lift up the world one heart at a time. It all starts by saying this one simple line. We think you're wonderful for being here tonight. We think you're wonderful for making the evening so right. It makes us want to say the same thing to somebody new. By the way, we've been needing to say, we think you're wonderful too. Let all of us join hands and sing along. We hope you enjoyed us with our style of song. Dobranoc, goodbye, farewell until then. We hope you enjoyed us, the Maestro's Men. We think you're wonderful for being here tonight. We think you're wonderful for making the evening so right. It makes us want to say the same thing to somebody new. And by the way, I've been meaning to say, we think you're wonderful too. Wonderful for being here tonight. We think you're wonderful for making the evening so right. It makes us want to say the same thing to somebody new.